Discourse 12, November 10, 1932, Saint Germain. Invocation. Thou mighty infinite presence, thou all-pervading intelligence, thy love, wisdom, and power govern all things. Thy divine justice is ever operating in the lives and worlds of those who look to thee with unfailing determination. We give praise and thanks that thou art the ruling power and governing intelligence ruling all things. We give praise and thanks that in our world thou art the ever-sustaining, invincible power. We thank thee. God always finds a way to help those whose hearts reach out to him. The Discourse. The seeming mysteries of life, with their attendant experiences, are, when rightly understood, blessings in disguise. For any experience that causes us to turn more firmly to the one active presence, I Am, God in action, has served us a wonderful purpose and blessing. The unfortunate situation in which personalities find themselves exists because they are constantly looking to outside sources for sustenance, directing intelligence, and for the love that is the supreme presence and power of the universe. It matters not what the conditions are that we face. At no time must we lose track of, nor allow ourselves to be drawn from the great truth that love is the hub of the universe upon which everything revolves. This does not mean that we shall love in harmony, discord, nor anything unlike the Christ, but instead we can love God in action, the I Am presence, everywhere present. For the opposite of hate is love, and one cannot hate in any sense without having loved deeply. The admonition that Jesus gave was truly this idea. Each human being is a power and is intended to be the governing principle of his life and world. In the recognition that within each human being is the I Am presence of God ever acting, then everyone knows that he holds within his outer hands the scepter of dominion and should use his conscious determination in knowing that the invincible presence of God is every moment the intelligent activity in his world and affairs. This keeps the attention from becoming fixed on the outer appearance, which is never the truth unless illumined by the I Am presence. No matter what the problem is to be solved in the individual's life, there is only one power, presence, and intelligence that can solve it, and that is the individual's recognition of the all-powerful presence of God, with whom no outer activity may interfere, unless the individual's attention is knowingly or unknowingly drawn from his central recognition and acceptance of the supreme God power. The principle of life, always active, is ever striving to pour itself forth into expression, thereby producing its natural perfection. But human beings, having free will, consciously or unconsciously qualify it with all kinds of distortion. The individual who stands with his attention fixed firmly on the I Am presence, on God and with God, becomes an invincible power with which no outer manifestation of mankind can interfere. In the recognition of I Am here and I Am there, friends, wherever needful, will be raised up to one's assistance. For I Am the friends brought forward whenever and wherever it is necessary. The release from all outer dominion or interference can only come through this recognition of the I Am presence, God in action, in the individual's life and world. Many times this requires strong determination to hold unwaveringly in this presence when appearances seem to be dominating. However, such is never really the case. The old saying, an individual is never licked until he gives up, is quite true, for as long as an individual looks with full determination to God in himself as the governing intelligence, there is no human activity that can long interfere. The mighty outpouring of light flowing about each individual through the activity of the vision and knowing of its presence can be made as invincible as a wall of steel about one. In fact, more so. Ever down through the centuries have the majority of mankind given their attention to the outer appearances, thereby inviting all kinds of discord and distress. But today, there are thousands who are coming to understand the God presence within themselves as absolutely invincible, to the extent that they are steadily being raised above the injustice, discord, and inharmony of the outer creation. Until mankind or individuals hold their attention on the I Am presence, God within, long enough and with sufficient determination, they will find themselves surrounded by the undesirable. But through this I Am presence, each one has the power to raise himself above the discord and disturbance of the outer creation. At first, it does take determination to hold fast when the seeming storm clouds hang low and the outer appearance seems overwhelming. But with a dynamic conscious attitude and the attention fixed upon the presence of God within, it is like the lightning flashing forth from within the storm clouds, penetrating and dissolving the storm that seems so threatening. As one advances, he finds himself becoming more and more invincible to this outer creation of mankind, which brings such great distress. The statement of Jesus, "Know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," was perhaps one of the simplest and greatest truths to ever be uttered. For the first fundamental of knowing this great truth to which he referred was to know that you have within you this invincible presence of God. If you know that and are certain of it within your own consciousness, I mean by that, standing with firm determination in the face of everything, then you know you do have that presence within. Your next step is to take your stand, I am the illumining, revealing presence, and no outer activity that I need to know can be withheld from me, because I am the wisdom, I am the perception, I am the revealing power, bringing everything before me that I may see and understand and be able to act accordingly. It is so easy, when you once understand that I am the only intelligence and presence acting, to see how you have the scepter within your own hands, and through this I Am presence, you can compel everything you need to know to be revealed to you. I assure you, this is not in any way interfering with the free will of any other individual. It is time that the children of God who are looking to the light awaken to this dominion. I assure you, it is no wrong, nor mistake, to claim and demand your own. In doing this, you are not in any way interfering with any other individual. If at any time there are those who, through their outer activity, attempt to take from you that which belongs to you, then it is your right to command through the I Am presence that the whole condition be adjusted and your own brought to you. In this, we must be very careful that when we have set the divine law into motion and divine justice begins to take place, that we do not become oversympathetic and thereby interrupt the action of the law. When human beings are governed entirely by the outer self, and when they have no consideration for the power of God which gives them life, They are easily led to commit any kind of injustice. But does that mean in any sense that you shall allow them to do it in your world? Not when you know that you have the mighty power of God within to command and demand right and justice from everywhere. I want to cite you an instance. One of my students was going through a very trying experience, and the nature being very spiritual, I told her to demand right and justice. She did as advised, and presently things began to happen to those who wished to do her injustice. Through kindness of heart, she began to relent and wish that she had not demanded justice. She came to me and said, "What am I to do?" I said with no uncertainty, "Stand by the decree that you have issued. You are not responsible for the lessons those individuals have to learn who have wronged you, so let them get their lessons and be undisturbed." When individuals start to do wrong, that moment they set in motion the great universal or cosmic law of retribution. And they can no more avoid retribution striking them sometime, somewhere, than they can stop the action of the planets. To the innocent victim, retribution sometimes seems a long time coming. But the longer its arrival is delayed, the more powerful it acts when it does arrive. There is no human being in existence that can avoid this law. Many times, students and individuals have thought that something could be imposed upon them. Such, I assure you, is not the case. The only way one can open himself to undesirable thought is by entering into condemnation and hate. If he has done this, he has generated the thing in which he believed. The student who knows the power of God within himself need never fear anything from anyone. The individual may, if he or she choose, experience the fullness of the activity of God in his life and world. It is simply a matter of choosing what you shall have. If you want peace and harmony, know I am the power producing it. If you want adjustment in your affairs and world, know I am the mighty intelligence and power producing it, and no outer activity can interfere with it. From out the seeming mystery of life's ceaseless activity, there is the illumining presence of the mighty I Am within that stands ever ready to bless you with untold, inconceivable blessings if you only let it. How do you let it? By the joyous acceptance of the mighty presence that you have this mighty power within you, and then do not hesitate in every detail of your activity, no matter how small it seems, to call it into action. For there is no energy in the universe but God to act through your consciousness, your mind, your body, your world. Say often, "I am the presence," in everything you wish to have done. This opens the way for the power of God to act and bring you justice. Have no sympathy for the outer that in its ignorance does the wrong thing, whether in yourself or someone else. Keep calm and serene, knowing God is the only intelligence and power acting in your world and affairs. I Am in you is the self-sustaining strength and healing manifesting in your mind and body. This keeps you in greater attunement. Face God, and the energy always surges forth to command every situation. Individuals who understand this law are not subject to injustice and the conditions which the outer selves of other beings try to impose upon them. Keep the outer reminded of this often. Be sure always within yourselves that there's only the presence and power of God acting in you and your affairs. Keep using the statement at all times that there is nothing hidden that is not revealed to me. This is always necessary. However, no matter what individuals want to do, your safeguard is always to pour out the love of God to them. When individuals try to enjoy something through injustice, without question, they never enjoy it, for they always lose some faculty by which they could enjoy it. Other personalities always have the same privilege to stand with God that you do, and if they do not choose, that is not your business. God is the all-knowing presence and power, knows and discovers all things. You may say for another, Mighty Master Self, the I Am Presence within this individual, come forth in thy conscious power, with thy mighty insight and foresight, with thy wisdom and directing intelligence, and see that all things are adjusted for her, and that she is given the peace and rest she so much deserves. I am the commanding presence, directing and commanding this to be done, and it is done now. Lift the consciousness into the full, dazzling light, where she may see and know the repose, rest, and beauty that is hers by her own creation and service. It is a mistake to let sympathy draw you into conditions that are very destructive. Take the stand, I am the only presence acting there. For helping those who have passed on through so-called death, I am the presence holding that individual in the sphere where he belongs, teaching and enlightening him. If the student can get the correct idea of pouring out the love to his own divine self, he will receive complete relief from every discord. To perfect conditions, say, I am the presence there, governing and healing the situation. Mankind in general and the doctors have distorted things pitifully. The individual who wants to rise into the God presence and live there needs the energy he wastes. The very energy individuals waste is the force and strength by which they are enabled to hold fast to the God presence. This energy is the life they need to enable them to turn and hold steadfast to the God presence. When the outer self has for centuries used life's energy to create wrong conditions, that waste of the energy becomes a wide open drain upon the consciousness of individuals. Doctors are responsible for much of this terrible condition, for they teach the gratification of the sex appetite, and that is the greatest avenue of waste with which human beings have to contend. This is what makes it impossible to hold fast to the God presence long enough to attain the mastery. It is 95% of the cause of old age and the loss of sight, hearing, and memory, as these faculties only cease to function when there is no longer a stream of this life energy flowing into the cellular structure of the brain. You cannot tell this to individuals until they have had such hard knocks that they are almost desperate with the misery of their own creation before they will listen to you. The will is absolutely nothing without this life energy. There is only one possible way to change anything which has been created and directed into a wrong channel. The attention is what holds it fast to the wrong use or expression of it. Instantly direct the thought to the higher self. Many people get the idea that they can control it by sheer force of will through compulsion. This cannot be done, for you but dam it up, and it only breaks out somewhere else. The only permanent way to overcome it is to change the attention and rise out of it. Use the statement, I am the governing presence of this energy and the only power that can raise it. I am the presence raising and transcending it, and that action is forever self-sustained. No, I am the presence doing this, and therefore it is done now, for God's activity is always instantaneous. In any wrong condition, The first thing to do is to call on the law of forgiveness. Remember that when a thing has been set in motion or energized, it simply acts. The physical body is the vehicle for contact with the sense world. When nearing the point of precipitation, continue on using the physical vehicle for doing the ordinary physical service. There is the inner, the mental, and the physical world. The physical body has been created to act in the lower rate of vibration and is the natural vehicle provided. To direct and handle physical object by the mind alone needs an accumulation of electronic force in the electronic circle of the individual. When using the energy below the ascended state, this consciously generated energy is held within the electronic circle which surrounds every individual to a more or less degree. This accounts for some individuals seeming to have a limitless amount of energy, for that which is accumulated in one lifetime is carried over into the succeeding lives. Perhaps one of the most unfortunate things in which human beings live is the man's so-called legal right to bind another individual in the sex activity when the other wishes to rise out of it. Even in the ignorance of the outer mind, some natures have a powerful development of the love activity. The pure love of God never goes below the heart. True love never requires sex contact of any kind. The great ascended host of light are ever with those who want to do right. Send your thought out to them, and you shall always receive help. You have an invulnerable, invincible power when you know you have the recognition of the I Am Presence. The law of forgiveness is the wide open door to reach the heart of God. It is the keynote and hub on which the universe turns. Benediction. Thou mighty, infinite presence of God, we give praise and thanks for thy ceaseless ministry. We call thy blessings, thy wisdom, thy intelligence to act through each one, giving peace of mind, peace of body, and joy of heart to go forth the ruling, conquering, victorious presence over all things. We give praise and thanks that the mighty presence I Am, God in action, governs all official places, causing thy perfection to be ever operative and self-sustained in thy name and through thy presence.